Hey, what's up, y'all? What time is it? Where is my vintage mic? No, you know what? I need my lady boss mic for this one. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Lady Boss Show. I am Veronica Chanel. So listen, let me tell you some topics, different things we're going to be talking about during the show today, because it's basically the weekend. So we're going to be talking about, you know, COVID-19 has a sister called Arona trying to make a second debut. She's trying to release a second single or whatever she's trying to do over there in Europe. Europe is like, the people in Europe is like, not again. We're also going to be talking about Apple released or getting ready to release iPhone 12. iPhone 12 Pro. Now, I love Apple. I'm an iPhone user, but I don't know about this one. I don't know if I should leave my iPhone X and go to iPhone 12. We're going to be talking about that. And also, we're going to be having some music. I love music therapy, music flow, as always. And I like to play music that causes you to heal and causes you to think. Yes. And then we're also going to be talking about some soup recipes. So stay tuned. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Veronica Chanel, radio personality, and now artist manager for Jarius Cook Music. I founded my company, Monet Management, and we are so excited to be managing this rising artist, this rising icon. Monet Management, we believe in building iconic brands. So if you miss listening to that feel-good music, because we know music has changed some, but if you miss listening to feel-good music, that clean music, music where you don't mind playing and listening to around kids, your grandparents, great-grands, or whoever, it doesn't matter about the color, the race, or the culture. But if you like that good feeling-good music, I want you to go check out Jarius Cook. His voice is comparable to, for an example, artists like Joe, Babyface, Boyz II Men, and my favorite, straight out of North Carolina, Brian McKnight. That's who Jarius Cook is. So make sure you go check out on Instagram, as well as Facebook, Jarius Cook Music. Smooches. Well, all right, all right. Well, all righty then. Hello, how are you doing? How are you, boo? Once again, if you are just turning your radio on, this is just for those who are just literally turned to SOAR radio on their mobile device, or you could be listening to me Bluetoothing from the car or a speaker in your home or on the website, on your laptop. How are you, boo? Hey, another day in the land of the living. I know you should, you know, y'all know what I say. You should throw your head back and say hallelujah, or say ikerabashe kerabash. One or the other will suffice. It will do. So it is Friday. Thank God for another Friday. Another weekend has arrived. And before I get started, I want to shout out my Season Saints. How are my Season Saints doing? Listen, I do want to also talk about this real quickly. I already told everyone what I'm going to be talking about today on the show. And you know I love to play some good music. You know I have some good music coming. But before I do, I don't know if anyone's interested in starting a podcast. You should. It's very similar to like being on the radio. It's kind of like it's good practice. And plus it puts you on several different platforms, but you should. I like podcasting. I'm a podcaster. For those of you who do not know, I want to kind of give you guys an update because Anchor is the platform I originally started with. I'm still with Anchor. They're pretty good. They disperse my podcast all over the place. Those platforms that approved it, thank you so much. Cultivating the Lux Lifestyle podcast has recently embraced CastBox. I believe it's CastBox is a new platform because I just found out it was added there. Yeah, and it's getting some views and subscribers on that platform and awaiting another platform approval. But Anchor has teamed up with Spotify, which I think is so neat and so cool. So if you have a Spotify account, guess what you can do now? Those of you who's on Anchor, you can add full-length music, like full-length songs, to your podcast, to your show, if you want to. It's cool. For those who are listening to your show on Spotify platform, if they are Spotify premium listeners, which means they pay a monthly fee, they get to hear the songs that you add to your show, the whole track in full. Now, for those who own the free account, they get to hear the songs, but it's only for 30-second track previews. And so maybe that's how they're trying to get people to upgrade to the premium package if you're on Spotify. And my podcast is on Spotify. And if you listen to your music on Spotify, hey, how are you? I just want to put that out there for those who do listen to their music on Spotify, those who do have an account. If you are into listening to podcasts, or if you're thinking about becoming a podcaster, you may want to go to anchor.fm and check that out. Ever since Spotify and Anchor joined together, they've been rolling out some pretty nice updates. Later on the show, gonna be talking about this coronavirus trying to make a second debut. COVID, I didn't say it right. That COVID and her sister Rona must be on tour in Europe again because it's resurging from what I'm seeing from different sources, different news sources. And then I'm gonna be talking about something different. I talked about this on my other radio show, on the other radio station on Wednesday. We talked about some soup recipe. This is for those, if you didn't hear me in the beginning, I just want to say that like right now. Let's get into the music flow. And then you're going to hear me, she, ha, wah, afterwards.
What's going on, guys? This is independent recording artist Jerris Cook, and you can find me on Instagram at Jerris Cook Music. And you are tuned into the sounds of the Lady Boss Show with the one and only Veronica Charnell.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine. Oh, in the presence of my Savior.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is when
the
love. Throwback to before I knew what it Hey y'all, this is Coach Grace, the CEO of Graceful Lady Ministries, and I am so happy to be here listening to the Lady Boss Show with the incomparable Veronica Charnel, who's helping you and me cultivate the luxe lifestyle.
All right, everyone, thank you for keeping it locked to Soar Radio. Thank you so much if you're just tuning in. And if you were just enjoying that flow of music, you're listening to The Lady Boss Show. I'm Veronica Charnel. Hello, how are you doing? Yes, I'm the woman that likes to be just straight up. Sometimes I can be blunt. Maybe a little bit too blunt for the church. Too much for the saints. Y'all pray for me. Pray for me, please. I tell you, because, you know, there's a calling on my life. So, you know what type of spiritual warfare I be in when you have a calling on your life. So I want to kind of talk a little bit of what I was referring to at the beginning of the show. You know, earlier you heard music from Mary Mary, Corinne Hawthorne. I love that song, Sunday. And what is Bree singing Ocean. So I was mentioned at the beginning of the show that I was going to be talking about the COVID cases. COVID and her sister Rona is on tour, apparently. I've been kind of busy, so have I been keeping up with what's been going on the other side of the world? Because I've been so focused on what's going on in the U.S. due to elections and everything else that's going on. And everybody know that Lakers won the championship. Hey, some going to say hey, some going to say boo. It's life, right? Mm-hmm. So, Bloomberg is reporting German virus cases rise to the highest level since the pandemic began. That's something Bloomberg is reporting. They're also reporting that Germany sees record cases. Hong Kong travel is like a little bubble, and they're doing like a little virus update. They basically is saying, in a nutshell, that Germany's daily cases rose at the fastest pace since the pandemic began. Joining this record of infections from Italy, they're basically saying Europe intensified its efforts to stem the outbreak, where France is announcing further restrictions. I believe Paris is thinking about is on the curfew, and London is getting ready to do some clamping down themselves. What in the world happened? What in the world happened? Singapore and Hong Kong are set to announce preliminary agreement on a travel bubble that may exempt residents of both cities from quarantining or stay-at-home notices. That's what the South China Morning Post reported. So it says here the virus is making a comeback in the U.S. It's making a comeback everywhere. Everywhere. I guess, you know, in the beginning they thought those who was infected was sick and they would get healed, or unfortunately they'll pass away. Well, and they think, well, it's gone then because everybody else left do not have it. Well, apparently the COVID and her sister Rona must be been hiding out, waiting for mankind to open back up or something. That's what I was thinking, under the impression in the beginning. That's what some other people was thinking. May think about it. That's why they had these restrictions. Then they said, okay, you're going to go out, but wear a mask. And we know that's a whole nother show when it comes to wearing masks. I think Trump can testify to that. Brother Trump, would you testify about wearing a mask? Okay, you don't. Okay, I understand. But it said the virus is making a comeback in the U.S., basically, it has reached a vast majority of the country with, of course, the trends are worsening. Who wrote this article? Worsening. I don't like saying it. I will say the trend. It's getting worse. I would like to say it that way. And 46 states and the nation's capital, of course. These countries, like in Europe, they're seeing as high as 100,000 new cases in like in one day. Y'all, That's why I'm not, it may sound a little funny, but Kobe and her sister Rona, that's what I meant in the beginning. They're on tour. They literally is on tour having a showboat or something. I know people got personal feelings about masks. That's you. But I wear a mask. And so far, the Lord has blessed me. I know somebody may dispute that. But hey, listen, you got to have some type of precaution, something. They're thinking about in Europe, thinking about shutting down, closing up these bars, restaurants and schools and all the stuff that everybody wanted to be open and wanting to be open over here. It just seemed like, I don't know, it seemed like the year of 2020, it's like God said, you know what, y'all, I am like so disgusted with y'all. I'm like, I'm done. It's like God said, I'm done. Listen, I know people are going to dispute about the Lord and being healthy versus being of the Lord and being saved and sick. But this is what I believe. I believe God has all power, right? The Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So you don't really own stuff. Ooh. You're just using it for the time being. But the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. There is nothing new under the sun, according to Ecclesiastes. It's not new to God. And more than likely, he gave his prophets to somebody he was administering a warning that something was going to happen. But it just seemed like to me that God is using this to correct the world and to open people's eyes and to show that, look, you don't have as much power as you may think. And I just feel like the 2020 is a year of restructuring and a year of, you know, get somewhere and sat out. I just feel like God wants us to just get somewhere and sat out because you can't hardly do anything. You can't hardly go anywhere. You can't open back. If you open back up, look what Bloomberg and NPR is reporting. Go search those sources. Go search the Wall Street Journal. And you'll see all these reports of what's happening. And I'm like, yo, you know, it's like, wow. You know, those countries is even surpassing the United States now, in new virus. So it's like for in the US, it's like March all over again. That's what it feels like. I feel like this is the year that God just want us to do with that, with the word of the Lord said, if my people who are called by my name, yeah, that scripture, if you will humble yourselves, you know, pray. And can you do me a favor? It's like God is saying, could y'all turn from your wicked ways? Then I'll hear y'all from heaven. It's like, this is really the year of God is blessing, but it's really the year of, I need y'all to be still. Stop doing so much. Stop being busy. Stop moving so much. Stop saying you gotta. And it's like God is saying, no, you don't. You don't have to do it. Think about the stuff that you didn't do, and different things that had to cancel and be delayed, and you're still here. Thank God. You're alive. So it's like God is saying, you really didn't have to do that, did you? That's how I feel. How do you all feel? I know everybody got your own opinion, but this is the year of get somewhere and sit down, in my opinion. All right, so who uses Cottonelle flushable wipes? Let me go ahead and tell you. On per CNN, this is not me. CNN says some Cottonelle flushable wipes have been recalled for possible bacteria contamination. Kimberly Clark is recalling some of his Cottonelle flushable wipes products due to the possible presence of bacteria that can lead to infections in some individuals. So some of the wipes came in contact with some bacteria. If you use Cottonelle flushable wipes, you know, the kind that you double check the kind that you keep on the back of the toilet, you know, at the top where you just kind of turn around, it's right there. Make sure it doesn't say Cottonelle, because if it say Cottonelle, bruh, child, Let me tell you something. You know, they say take it back to the stove. You may have to put some holy oil on that and just throw it in the trash. But they are recalling these wipes. These wipes were produced between February 7th and September 14th of this year. They said all the other flushable wipes and Cottonelle products are safe. Well, how do we know that? Like, really? Consumers can find out their product has been affected by the recall by searching the lot number located on the bottom of their product package on the brand's product recall information page. So Google it and search. You go Cottonelle product recall information, or you may want to search Kimberly Clark product recall information, and then they'll let you know whether your product has been infected or not. Let me tell you, if I had a Cottonelle flushable wipes right now, I wouldn't have to search. I wouldn't go on the website. I would just say, okay, you got to go. Bye. Girl, bye. Boy, bye. Get out my face. And that's about that. And another thing, why is the internet? BuzzFeed News, talking about that photo of Billie Eilish. They said it isn't brave. It's just typical. Why are people talking about that woman body? Leave her alone. I mean, what? Maybe she... I don't know why people be talking about folk body for. My God. She's a woman, so I'm not going to go there. But maybe she just wanted to get some sun, get a tan. Child, this Pamadenic. I said this Pamadenic got some people looking ghost. I'm saying, for real. I mean, even the African Americans, normally we get a tan during the summer. Child, I ain't got no tan. I'm just saying, I didn't get no tan this summer. I don't think I did. It seemed like every time it's summer or spring, the legs or the arms, something get a little bit darker. Okay. You're going to the beach, you're going out, you're outside, you're hanging out. Well, this year, honey, I kept my complexion from winter to summer and fall again. That's a blessing. Now, what it is, maybe she just wants some sun. Leave that young lady body alone and worry about your body. I mean, really, go find a weight or something to pick up. So now I want to get to this story. That Apple is rolling out iPhone 12. iPhone 12 Pro. So who's getting it first? Who's getting it first? I'm not going to go through all the specifications and why it's like the amazing phone or whatever they say. I'm not going to do that because you can search that out yourself. But let me tell you what I do. I used to be the one that wants to get it first. Not no more. I learned throughout these years. Because the first batch is the first recall. Or I'm not knocking Apples. Don't go there. The first of anything, I just see it as buggy. Or buggy-ish, if I can say. Because it's the first. So I let everybody else who wants to be with the latest and the greatest, I let y'all go first. I wait about 3-4 months until all the kinks is worked out. Just like with iOS 14, you think I upgraded when it came out? No. Mm-mm. I wait on purpose. I'm waiting for iOS 14.0.3. Listen, some people download iOS 14.0. They're like, oh, it's out. Let me upgrade. I'm not mad at you. This is not, now, it doesn't happen to everybody. Okay? Let me make sure I say that. This is the radio station. Everybody doesn't get issues from an upgrade or getting a new phone. That's not the majority. You got a few. It's just me. Maybe I'm just funny acting. I don't know. I wait. I'm like, okay. And then they're trying to download 14.0 and their phone break. See, you should have waited till 14.2.3 or something. I'm just saying, y'all give it time. Same thing with the iPhone 12. I don't want to be the first one getting iPhone 12 Pro. I lay my phone down and it blows up. I'm like, you know, I can't go through that. We still got this pandemic. We have a presidential election. I'll be too stressed waiting on another phone. I can't do that. So I just kind of wait a little bit. That's all. But make sure you go to apple.com and check out their phone. I am an iPhone user. Yes, I am. iPad user. Yes, I am. I'm fine with getting their products. I like Apple products. I'm fine with updating and upgrading. I just like to wait before I do so. But I'm really liking their camera. I really focus on the camera, the specifications of their camera. It's like, oh, I like that. That's bae. Because if you like taking pictures and if you like taking selfies, that's going to be your thing. You know what I'm saying? Or if you use your phone to record your YouTube videos, blanka, blanka, blank. Or if you're thinking about being a podcaster, you can record right on your phone. A blanka, blanka, blank. Do you get my drift? Okay, I post a link on Lady Boss Show Facebook page of some soup recipes. I talked about it in detail when I was on the other radio station on Wednesdays afternoon around 12. So feel free to go check out those recipes. I put that article, that link. It's Lady Boss Show on Facebook. And you will see that post in that timeline. Why I did it? Because it's soup season. It's the fall. Sometimes a nice bowl of soup is what you need. I mean, my mother used to cook stew beef and put a whole bunch of vegetables in it. And I can't stand garden peas. But she would throw that in there. But I would pick out what I don't like and eat everything else. Soup is bae. But I have to have a taste for it. But if you're interested in learning new recipes, trying new soup, go to the Facebook page, Lady Boss Show, and look at that article I put there. All right, I'm going to get back into the music.
Hi, it's me, Ayana, also known as Yana from the group
Immeasurable.
And you're listening to The Lady Boss Show with Veronica Charnel, that is. Smooches, everybody.
Every T, I don't dot every I. Got more flaws than a little, and I messed up a thousand times. I don't always commit. Sometimes I give up way too quick, and then I get tired of trying to run away from who I am to who I wanna be. Some days are better than others. I can be up and I'm down, but beyond my mistakes. Found in your grace, and this one thing will never change. You still love me, in spite of me. Woo! You still chose me. How can it be? Every scar, every flaw, you see it all. You see it all. You still love me, oh, in spite of me. Stubborn at heart, I'm quick to change. You still love me. Woo! In spite of me.
You still chose
you
me.
You still chose me.
How can it be?
How can it be?
Every star.
Every star. Every flaw. You see it all.
You see it all.
You still love me. Love me.
You still love me.
You still love me.
In spite of me.
In spite of me.
Hey. You still chose me.
You still chose me.
How can it be?
How can it be?
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset.
Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Come on, let me hear you, let me hear you. Put your hands together like this. Come on.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's beautiful, a life that's full.
Come on, y'all, and tell them, say,
let's get back to Eden, live on second verse.
Well, now it's time.
We change our thinking.
Know our design. And our Father's plan. Oh, yes, it's time. We get back to kingdom. Now is the time.
We take our stand.
We were deemed to live a life that's beautiful, a life that's full, a life that's rich and plentiful. It is my goal.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell somebody, I say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Say it again, say it.
Let's get back to Eden.
Okay, tell them how it is, y'all. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell somebody, say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
Eden. Right
here.
Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
Yeah.
amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
So amazing.
So amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
So amazing.
You cause the sun and moon to shine. I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine.
Tip Joyce.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
Tell them you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Shout you're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're so amazing.
So amazing.
Tell them you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Shout you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Tell them you're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're so amazing.
So amazing.
You heal the sick.
Raise the
dead, you Lord of all, great I am. You call the sun and the stars and moon to shine. I'm glad to say you're mine. Oh, I'm glad to say you're mine. We stand.
Somebody
say you're holy,
you're holy,
worthy of
worthy.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning into the Lady Boss Show. I am so honored and so appreciative that you have kept it locked to Soar Radio as well as the Lady Boss Show. I know sometimes I may say things that sound kind of kooky. It may even be corny to you, but that's fine. I like being me. I like being me. I like being transparent. I try not to be so blunt because I can be very, very blunt. And I have to remind myself, Veronica, you're on the radio. Don't do that. Don't say that. But I believe in being transparent. I believe in being genuine, authentic, and be you. Above all, be free. So as I get on down and get where I need to go, I want to, hopefully I made you laugh, made you smile, made you think, whatever the case may be. But I want you to be free, because who the sun sets free is free indeed. Regardless of what God allows us to become, regardless of the doors that he opened and the opportunities that come our way, because I know many of you can, if you could take a moment and think back over your life and look over your right shoulder and look over your left shoulder and be like, God, did you really bring me this far? And the answer is yes, he did. Now, if he can take me this far, then you can take me even further. Now, keep in mind that he brought you this far against opposition, against the devil, against all of that, those stumbling blocks that was thrown in front of you to stop you, but God kept you. And that is what you look at. And that is what you focus on. It's the fact that he kept you in the midst of all that. So I want to say, be free and stay free. Cause it's nothing like freedom. It's nothing like freedom. And I feel that it is not right for anybody to be bound up, held down, and to think about what Christ went through just so we can be free. Because without the shedding of the blood, there will be no remission of sin. Period. When I think about who God is, who Yahweh is, and who Jehovah is, I always put him first. I don't look at the numbers. I'm kind of like the prophet Elijah. I don't care about your group. I'm looking at my God that can take your whole group out. I believe if I call on him, he'll answer. And I want to leave that. See, I'm a Pentecostal, which means I am bound to just preach off of any little old thing. Look at here. All the other saints, seasoned saints, don't challenge me. Don't challenge me now. But I tell you, don't challenge me. I'll get behind a pulpit. And you know what? It's been a while since I've been behind a pulpit. Lord, have a mercy. Okay, y'all. Same time, same place next week. Smooches.